Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Lots and lots of rain. Get used to it. We're going to see it for the next couple of days. We've got Congressman John McGuire joining us just about a half hour from now, 3:35. We're going to talk about the reactions we are seeing to the murder of Charlie Kirk. Just announced death penalty will be sought for the alleged murderer. Honest to goodness, I don't even want to use this Delta Bravo's name, but you know who it is. And Jeff Gray, who is this Utah County attorney, said they absolutely will pursue the death penalty. This defendant is now facing aggravated murder charges, two counts of obstruction of justice, felony discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, two counts of witness tampering and commission of a violent offense in the presence of a child. And it will, in fact, be a capital murder case. Death penalty will be sought. I don't know that anybody should be happy. What this awful excuse for a human being has done is to not only steal one father away, but he's now made his own father into a lifetime victim. Made his own family into a collection of victims. It's reprehensible. And the celebrations continue, which is something that just boggles my mind. But it does bring me to Chesterfield County School Board member, Democrat Dorothy Dot Heffron. Yesterday, Joe Moreno was with us, and he laid out what has to happen if, in fact, Dot Heffron is going to be removed from the Chesterfield County School Board. I have further details for you. You are going to need approximately 2,500 folks in the Clover Hill District to sign a petition. Can you get that many? I don't know. I do not live in the Clover Hill District. I do not live in Chesterfield County. Therefore, there is quite literally nothing I can do aside from sharing with you how you can take the matter to the circuit court. If this were something happening, God forbid, in the Beaver Dam District here in Hanover County, well, then I could do something. I would have standing. In order to remove Dot Heffron from the Chesterfield County School Board, the people who live in Chesterfield County the Clover Hill District in Chesterfield County specifically will need to organize. You will need to get 10% of the registered voters within the Clover Hill District to sign that petition or those petitions. So it's about 2,500 people. I can't tell you what to do, but I can say this. If something as egregious as this had happened where I live, if somebody were, in fact, celebrating the murder of a man, and they served on the school board, I would be livid. I would be livid. And I would do something. So I lay it there at the feet of those people who live in Chesterfield County in the Clover Hill District. And the Clover Hill District is an interesting one. Most of us know this, right? It's kind of shifted. It used to be about as reliably red as you could get, reliably Republican, and recently they've kind of gone to the left. Again, you've got Dodd Heffron elected to be on the school board. You've got that Supervisor Schneider, another far-left winger. But are there 2,500 decent people in Clover Hill? Of course there are. Will 2,500-plus decent people sign a petition and have it brought to the circuit court to have Dot Heffron removed from the Chesterfield County School Board? That I don't know. That I don't know. But that's the process, my friends. If you are as disgusted by Dot Heffron's conduct and comments as I am, then I would suggest you follow that process. Other folks have reached out to me. Jeff, what do you know about her? And they went down a list. Her job, her this or that. None of my business. I'm telling you that as an elected official, there are certain standards she's supposed to have. And I would also like to know where Abigail Spanberger is. Can anyone tell me why Abigail Spanberger has not renounced the endorsement of Dot Heffron? Why Abigail Spanberger has not stood up and said, hey, she ought to resign? Because this really shouldn't be a political issue, should it? I mean, this is not Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative, tall or short, fat or skinny. This is just, hey, that is so unbelievably wrong. You got to go. So where is Abigail Spanberger? Anybody else get the sense Abigail Spanberger can't weigh in on this for probably the same reason that she doesn't want to give you a straight answer about right to work? Or about whether men should be in girls' locker room. She gives you the song and dance. She gives you this little tap dance thing, this little shuffle across the stage, which, I don't know, maybe it's CIA 101. I have no idea. Well, you know, I'm the mother of three daughters. Uh-huh. Well, okay, then riddle me this, Spanberger. What if there were a fully formed adult dude in the locker room with your daughters? Wouldn't you have a problem with that? Well, I'm just saying. Just saying. I don't know how anybody at this point can look at the radicals like Abigail Spanberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones and their embrace of the most destructive parts of our society and say, oh, yeah, that's the way we ought to go. again, I don't think this is necessarily, quote, a political issue. I don't really care what team jersey you happen to be wearing. But if you believe that somebody's daughters should just shut up while some naked dude goes dancing through their locker room, then you got a problem. And if you want to stand with the Hamas folks, you got a problem. And if you don't have a modicum of respect and decency that compels you to stand up and say, hey, I still want to be governor, or I still want to be lieutenant governor, or I still want to be attorney general, but by God, I'm telling you right now, the endorsement from this woman over here celebrating the murder of a dad? No, I don't want it. Did Dodd Heffron make any contributions, do you know? Financial contributions to Abigail Spanberger or Ghazala Hashmi or Jay Jones? Because once again, if I were them and she made a contribution, I'd send that back. Well, if you're sending it back today, I got news for you. The rest of us figured out that you didn't really want to send it back. All right. Quick reminder, the James River Air text line is available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Got a pair of tickets to go and see Brian Kilmeade. He's coming to the Dominion Energy Center on September the 27th. I'm going to do them a little bit later in the show. Yeah, I'm going to do them at 5:20-ish, all right? 5:20-ish to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for Brian Kilmeade at the Dominion Energy Center on September the 27th. Coming up at 3:35, Congressman John McGuire, 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Congressman John McGuire is going to be along in just a couple of moments. Lots and lots and lots of stuff to talk about with Congressman John McGuire. Looking forward to that. Big memorial service is set for Saturday out in Phoenix for Charlie Kirk. Anybody have any questions about why Abigail Spanberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones have not called on their fellow Democrat Dodd Heffron to resign from the Chesterfield County School Board effective immediately? You really shouldn't. It just tells you everything you need to know. Spanberger, Hashmi, and Jones are simply playing to their constituency. This is the constituency. That, sadly, is what their party seems to believe in now. It is why Ghazala Hashmi can stand with the Hamas crowd so comfortably. Oh, I have no doubt she truly agrees with him and believes it, but she realized, well, that's my party now. Better stand with them. It is why Abigail Spanberger, despite spending millions of dollars on television ads telling us about her storied law enforcement career and being the mother to three daughters, will not come out and say that guys should not be running around butt flipping naked, or any other state of dress now that I think about it, in girls' locker rooms. Because, well, that's who her voters are. That's what's become of her party. I'm not happy about that. Not happy about that at all, but it is what it is, and I'm not going to lie about it. 804 says, Jeff, you know, Dodd Heffron's hanging on, hoping Spanberger gets elected. Then she wouldn't have to go. She'd probably get a job with her. You're right. You're absolutely right. So again, you need 2,500 registered voters in Chesterfield County's Clover Hill District to sign a petition, which is then to be submitted to the circuit courts, asking that they remove Dodd Heffron from the board. I can't do it. And you know what? If you don't live in Clover Hill, I don't know if you can circulate the petitions, but I know you're
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Signature will not count.
Yep.
804 says, Jeff, just tell Clover Hill to step up. Although, of course, I could see the circuit court judge easily throwing out the case. Well, we won't know until it gets done. Congressman John McGuire joins us next. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and Congressman John McGuire is going to be along in just a moment. Looking forward to chatting with him. We've got a lot to talk about, and obviously we got to talk a lot about Charlie Kirk. I do have to continue asking why. Why Abigail Spanberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones have not renounced endorsements from Dodd Heffron? It seemed to me you would want to make it as clear as day that you don't want the support of somebody who was celebrating the murder of a dad. I mean, it shouldn't be political is what I'm saying. Just common decency says, man, you don't celebrate something like that. Just awful. Just absolutely awful. Saturday, there will be a memorial service for Charlie. It's going to be out in Phoenix at the big football stadium. Guarantee it'll be filled to capacity and then some. And you and I are in a very odd sort of a place, are we not, with the murder, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I have followed very closely the reactions of people over this last week. For me, I can't sit here and tell you we were best buddies. I can tell you that he was on the show many times, and I had the opportunity to interact with him at certain industry events, and always found him to be an absolutely pleasant, delightful, happy sort of a guy. Brilliant. Goes without saying. John McGuire is a longtime friend. He's my congressman as well, because I live here in the 5th District of our beloved Commonwealth. But I know that John McGuire has been touched in a very, very real way by this murder of Charlie Kirk, and I know has some observations and insight on that. Congressman John McGuire, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Hello, Jeff. It's good to be here. I tell you, it's been a heartbreaking situation with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Shocked me. I think it's just shocked the world. But I hope we don't have short memories. Yeah. They say that church attendance across the world is up on Sunday. In my district, registrars say that a lot of young people are calling in saying, how do I register to vote? How do I vote? And if that's happening in my district, maybe it's happening across the Commonwealth. Right. Maybe it's happening across the country. Maybe our country is headed to order and common sense again. So maybe God has taken something tragic and turned it into something good.
I have to join you in that hope, John. I would pray that is the case. I have been moved in every way to watch the reaction from the White House, to see the Vice President and the President step up and offer some very, very important words on it, and even to see Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying, I don't know that we're going to be issuing visas to evil people who are celebrating the murder of one of our thinkers here in America.
You know, I must be very naive, because I got to tell you, I saw the video of Charlie getting shot in the neck. And the last thing on my mind that people would dance and celebrate.
Yeah.
And you see these leaders, people in leadership positions, UVA professors, school teachers, and even some leadership in our military and businesses around the country. And, I think somebody said that thousands of them are being fired. Mm-hmm. But really, you ought to find out who's hiring these people.
Yeah.
And it's really good. It's good versus evil. And it's just heartbreaking that this Erica, this mother, has two little babies that they're going to grow up without the guidance from their father.
Yeah.
Because he had a different point of view. It seems like the radical left, they believe that words are violence, and that way they can justify someone being assassinated. But I would tell them that violence is violence. And one of the key principles of our founding fathers in our republic is the freedom of speech. And the message that they're sending you is that get in line, shut up, or else.
That's right. So
we need to stand up and push back against that.
You are spot on, John. It's so ugly to see it, and to see the sorts of people who are, as we say, celebrating it. Folks at UVA, folks at schools, very, very close to home, Chesterfield County School Board member Dot Heffron, who doesn't even have the common decency to resign from that seat. I can't imagine having that much contempt for other human beings that you wouldn't at least step down from that post. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, it's nuts. And it's interesting. You notice that when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, we weren't burning buildings. We weren't looting.
Yep.
We weren't hurting people. If you remember the Summer of Love for 80 days.
Yep.
And it's just not the same. And so, but I hope that, this will unite our country. Maybe I've been hearing stories of folks that are just fed up with the violence and the bullying from the left, and they're considering voting Republican for the first time.
Yeah.
And maybe because we're the party of common sense over the party of nonsense.
Absolutely.
So God willing, we'll have more people come over to the Republican side.
Yep.
And preserve this republic.
Well, I certainly hope you are correct on that. Let me remind everybody, John McGuire is joining us, member of Congress, represents my 5th congressional district here in our beloved Commonwealth. Governor Youngkin earlier today talking about some massive, massive job creation, some major investment here, billions and billions and billions of dollars. John McGuire, you are involved as somebody rolls up their sleeves every single solitary day to bring more money into the district, to bring more jobs into the district. Can you talk a little bit about this? Because what is it, $5 billion that Eli Lilly is bringing to Goochland County?
Yeah, we just announced that. And, the thing is, NAFTA, we talked about it before, but in NAFTA came by, 95,000 businesses left the United States.
Yep.
It devastated local economies. And when you drive around Virginia's 5th Congressional District, I've said it often, you see these abandoned warehouses, abandoned factories. And so for 8 or 9 months in Congress as a new congressman, we've been meeting with CEOs trying to bring jobs and opportunity to the district. And we have, you probably heard about Hitachi.
Yeah.
Hitachi is coming. They have a pretty big investment in Mecklenburg. We've got a big announcement a week or so ago, Amazon coming to Amherst County. And then we just announced, thanks to Governor Glenn Youngkin's leadership, $5 billion investment in Goochland County. It's going to bring hundreds of jobs, quality jobs, and it's going to, you know, basically improve our local economies, which is, it's like it's a step in the right direction. There's a lot of good things going on. You know, President Trump has made a lot of good decisions with regard to business, and you can see manufacturing and supply chains coming back to our country so that we can, you know, have a better future for all Americans.
Yeah, it is absolutely inspiring to see the amount of investment that's coming. Again, you're talking about the things that President Trump is doing. You're talking about the things that you and Governor Youngkin have taken the lead on. $5 billion. I did hear the governor talking about it, John, talking about, I think it's 1,800 construction jobs and then more than 600 solid jobs. These are quality, high-paying jobs that Eli Lilly is going to be bringing to Goochland.
Yeah, we're making progress. You know, I love all the districts, but obviously the 5th District is my favorite.
Yeah.
I call the Virginia 5th District, and I always want to remind people, our republic, we're going to celebrate 250 years next year, but I call Virginia's 5th Congressional District the gateway to the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
If you remember, many of our founding fathers, James Madison, James Monroe, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, all of them can be traced back to Virginia's 5th Congressional District. And so I'm excited and honored to be able to represent this incredible district with this incredible history and to share the history of this district as we approach 250 years.
Yeah. It is absolutely a wonderful, wonderful time. Congressman John McGuire is with us. John, just tell me a little bit. I've seen, well, look, I see you out everywhere in the district, and I know with all of the demands, you've got a telephone town hall thing that's kicking off in the next couple of days, just as you're always trying to stay in touch with the district. What are the details on that?
So you can go to our website and get the details, but it's
okay.
Actually going to be tonight.
Oh, tonight. It'll be
5:30 to 6:30 p.m. And what's great about this is the last couple of times we did this, we had thousands of people call in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you go to these events and you have 20 or 30 people.
Right.
But this is a chance for us to take questions from all across the entire district, not just one locality. So you got the entire district, which, by the way, Virginia's 5th Congressional District is bigger than New Jersey.
Wow.
It's got Charlottesville, Lynchburg, Danville cities in the west, all the way to the east, which would be Kings Dominion, Doswell,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to Mecklenburg. So it's shaped like a square, almost 800,000 people. And it's just, I put a lot of miles meeting people all over the district. And, you know, we can't let the cat out the bag yet, but 25 years, 5 different congressmen have failed to solve a major problem in the district.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because of the grace of God and the relationships we've made, I think we're about to make headlines in the next week or so. So I'll make sure you get the information there, Jeff.
I love it. Well, let me remind everybody, mcguire.house.gov, mcguire.house.gov. You can go there, learn everything about the town hall events, get signed up, and, ask the congressman some questions. Everybody's got questions. The congressman, I know, has got plenty of answers. He's out throughout this district all the time. John, I always appreciate you being here, my friend, and I will look forward to chatting again soon.
Sure. I have a call-in number for that teletown hall if anybody wants
excellent.
To participate.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, please do.
Sure. So, and I'd like to say one last thing about Charlie Kirk, if it's okay.
Yeah.
So the phone number is 877-229-8493.
Okay.
And on Charlie Kirk, my favorite thing was he said that he would want to be remembered for his courage and his faith, his faith in Jesus Christ. And so as being a Christian, I should say he was just unapologetic about his Christian beliefs and belief in our founding fathers and the founding principles of our country.
He sure was.
And I'm hoping that his message will grow and live on. And I think that his messages will be something that future generations are going to study.
I am going to tell you right here, I don't think you have to think that. I think we ought to know that. That is definitely the case. A powerful guy who crammed an awful lot into 31 years. And his legacy is a large one. I think it's incumbent upon all the rest of us, John, to sort of pick up the mantle and every one of us get out there and be Charlie Kirk as we move forward.
Yes, sir. Oh, and one last thing. His funeral will be Sunday.
Sunday.
In Arizona.
That's exactly correct.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
John, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is John McGuire, my congressman, my longtime friend. He represents the 5th District here in my beloved Commonwealth. I know I said Saturday earlier. Of course, that's wrong. It's Sunday. It'll be Sunday out in Phoenix. I have no doubt that there will be coverage of it. As I get details on the coverage, of course, I'll be... I was going to say I'd be happy to share that. Look, I'm not happy about any of the things we've seen in the past week. I am happy to know that there are good people that are still fighting the good fight, that there are honorable guys and hardworking guys like John McGuire and Rob Whitman up in D.C., and that there's a whole new generation of folks who learned from Charlie Kirk. He had a different way of presenting his message, and he was a generational leader and inspiring a younger generation. That's vital. And I just have this sneaking suspicion that there are millions of young people who understood that Charlie Kirk said, hey, all right, well, prove me wrong. Let's talk about this. You tell me what you got, I'll tell you what I got. And for the most part, people parted as friends or on friendly terms, even when they disagreed. And still in all, we have folks like Dodd Heffron, Democrat on the Chesterfield County School Board, celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk and not even having the decency to resign from that school board seat. Shameful. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is rainy, and I will tell you for the telephone town hall that's coming up with Congressman John McGuire this evening, 5:30, you use this call-in number, 877-229-8493. Again, 877-229-8493. And the PIN to join is 123-268. 123-268. Again, that is this evening. I don't know why. I've just, everything I've been talking about, I've been off by a day. The memorial service for Charlie Kirk is this Sunday out in Phoenix. And the telephone town hall for Congressman John McGuire with Congressman John McGuire is this evening. So that's how you would join that telephone town hall. You think we'll see anything happen down in Clover Hill? I mean, it's just sort of an odd thing, don't you think? It's an odd situation. Will anything happen? I don't know that you have ever felt powerless, right? Most situations, we're not really powerless. In most situation, there is something that you can do. There's some way that you can help. There's some angle where you can step up and say, let me be of assistance. This one, I can't do anything other than tell you what the process is. I don't know that I would be allowed to circulate petitions, right? Would you be allowed? Would you have to be a Chesterfield resident? I think that would be part of it, but I don't know. I do know this, that for the measure to get in front of the circuit court, you're going to need 2,500 signatures from registered voters in the Clover Hill District in Chesterfield. That's what you need. Oh, you know what else you need? You need some folks to stand up and take the lead on it. Let me know if you're going to do it. 833-804-1140. 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.